Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Kurt Bowders and his CD Nixon's Farewell on Dancing Cat Records. We heard his tune Carlisle. Labor union participation is at an all-time low. The labor force may be employed at a very high level, but the gap between wages has never been greater. We should be ripe for organization. I guess we'll have to wait and see. On our program this week, we celebrate Labor Day. This year, as opposed to our programs in the past, when we have offered a set of organizing anthems, we'll focus our attention on the worker. However, we will open the program with the anthem of the labor movement. Joe Jenks has recorded a beautiful Celtic-inspired rendition of Solidarity Forever from his CD Poets, Philosophers, Workers, and Wanderers on Turtle Bear Records. We celebrate the worker this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When the union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. What force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
A power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, when the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us.
My life has been wasted, and I have been a fool. to let this manufacturer use my body for a tool. Well, I get to ride home in the evening, staring at my hands, swearing by my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance. And may I work this mill just as long as I am able, and never meet the man whose name is on the label. It's me and my machine for the rest of the morning, for the rest of the afternoon, oh, and the rest of my life.
Not long ago, I made a go of writing songs for you. Sold cassettes, LPs, CDs, got paid for what I do. Times have changed, rearranged, I know that bird has flown. But come on, they gotta pay us when they play the songs we own. When words and music turn to data, a squiggle on your screen, bits and bytes on our devices, who could have foreseen? The songs I wrote, the songs you wrote, are private property. Pandora, YouTube, Spotify, they say they're helping me. What? They take our words, take our music, give us back chump change. Pick our pockets, take the profits, what a losing game. Now I'm a creator, not a corporate raider, so here's what I wanna see. Pay and play the right way, the way it's supposed to be. I got the fair pay, fair play blues. They take our tunes and we don't get to choose. When the big boys win, creators lose. And man, that's bad news. Got the fair pay, fair play blues. Uh-huh. My friend Maria made a great CD. It cost every dime she had. It took all her talent, time and tears, so she was hopping mad. When she found it streaming, she started screaming, who's gonna buy what's free? We're all watching YouTube for the high-tech robbery. She's got the fair pay, fair play blues. They take her tunes and she don't get to choose. When Google wins, creators lose. And man, that's bad news. Got the fair pay, fair play blues. I ain't no Springsteen, Taylor Swift. I sure ain't Beyonce. But I used to make a living making music. Now there's just no way. I know it ain't no crime to stream online. It seems like a real good deal. But you should beware when you listen there. You're just helping them steal. So the next time you hear someone say, music should be free, you tell them it's wrong to use my song if they're not paying me. We got the fair pay, fair play blues. Just imagine walking in our shoes. Because no one wins if creators lose. It's time to face the music. We got the fair pay, fair play. Give us our fair share. Hey, we got the fair pay, fair play blues.
Tom Chapin from his recording Threads and the Fair Pay, Fair Play Blues. If any of you have ever made a recording, you know how expensive it can be and also how little money you get back from it. That's on Sundance Music. We are celebrating the worker this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And before that, we heard from Barbara Dane from her collection Hot Jazz, Cool Blues, and Hard-Hitting Songs, and James Taylor's classic tune Millworker from Barbara Dane. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set with Joe Jenks from his recording Poets, Philosophers, Workers, and Wanderers. And we heard a beautiful rendition of Solidarity Forever. That's on his own record label called Turtle Bear Music. Well, we're going to lead off this next set with a story and a song from John McCutcheon from his recording Untold on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
20 years ago, I did my very first tour in Australia, and it was a really memorable tour, especially the last night. I finished up the tour with three nights at this beautiful old theater in Melbourne, and I came out and I looked out in the front row and I recognized somebody sitting out there, which is a really weird feeling if you're halfway around the world for the first time and you recognize someone in your audience. It took me a song or two to realize I recognized him because he had been at the show all three nights, sitting in the same front row seat. But it was not his geography that caused me to remember him. It was his clothes. He was a guy of about 70, 75 maybe, and he was wearing a pair of pink short shorts, which is not the kind of thing you forget seeing on a 70-year-old guy, especially if he's sitting in front of you. Let's just say, I saw a whole lot more of Australia than I bargained for that night. And he had this sleeveless t-shirt on that I could tell had not been sleeveless when he first got it, but which allowed me to admire the tattoos that covered every square inch of his arms from wrist to shoulder. And he was the most enthusiastic guy in the audience all three nights. So the third of those three nights, during the intermission, rather than sequestering myself off in the dressing room, I came out and I sat on the front of the stage to visit with people. My real reason, of course, is I wanted to meet this guy. And he did not disappoint. He came running up to me and says, "John, I'm a big fan. I've been here all three nights." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes, I have. And I don't know if you do this sort of thing, John, but I would really like to make a request." And I said, "Buddy, you have earned the right. I will sing anything you want to hear." And he asked for this song. And I said, "Wow. You know, I used to sing that song when I was a teenager, and I don't think I can remember it, but I know something that's very much like it. How about if I sing you that?" And he said, "Oh, no. No, you got to sing that song for me. And I'll tell you why. You have to sing that song for me because I am an electrician. And I have been an electrician my whole life. Biggest job I ever did? I built the Sydney Opera House. I had help. But if it wasn't for me, it wouldn't be there. And I believe that because of one day on the job. We're about halfway done building it, I remember. And middle of the day, up comes this big black limousine, pulls right up to the construction site. Out steps this gigantic black man wearing a beret. Not the kind of thing you're used to seeing on the construction site. And he's a friendly guy, he's an American. Starts introducing himself around, not to the bosses, not to the foreman, but to us, just regular guys. And turns out he's an opera singer. He's been on tour in Australia, and he's heard about the construction down here in the harbor. Shows up and announces that he wants to be the very first person to ever do a concert on the site of the Sydney Opera House. And he calls us all down to put on a show. It's the middle of a work day. So, of course, we all came. 300 or 400 of us, I remember sitting up on scaffolding and lying around on the ground, sitting on piles of sandbags, and this guy opened his mouth and started to sing. And my goodness, what a voice. And I'm sitting there listening to him thinking, here I am building the next great opera house of the world, and I've never heard anybody sing any opera. And when he got done, oh, we hollered and whistled and cheered and begged for more, and he just sat there looking at the top of his shoes, all quiet-like, until we got all quiet-like. And he said, John, I don't know if you've ever been on a construction site in the middle of a workday, but quiet. You never hear. And when he finally lifted his chin and spoke, I will never forget the words that he said. He said, you men who are building this magnificent building, when the last brick is laid, when the last coat of paint is dry, your work is not done. No, you must go home and you must tell your children what you have done here and tell them again and again so that they never forget. Because those kids are going to go to school, and in their schools they are going to learn that the Sydney Opera House was built by architects and by financiers and by prime ministers, and that is a lie. And you have to tell them who built this building and who builds this world, because no one else is going to tell them. And then he sang this song. And it was a song that we all knew. And I don't know why, but without even being invited, we all started to sing along with him. Just a bunch of working stiffs singing with this big opera star. Guys I'd grown up with, that I'd worked my whole life with, are singing away like they's in church with big tears rolling down their cheeks. And I got to tell you, it was just about the greatest day of my work life. And I have been waiting for nearly 30 years for another American to come over here and sing me that song, and I'm sorry, a substitute will not do it. So what can I do? I mean, I stumbled through it that night, thanks mostly to that guy who sat there in the front row and sang along, uninvited, like he was in church, with big tears rolling down his cheeks. I got to tell you, Jonesboro, it was just about the greatest day of my work life. The fellow who came and stepped out of that limousine almost 50 years ago now, and into that fellow's memory, was Paul Robeson. I was 14 years old. The first summer I learned to play the guitar, and my best buddy Rich Burke calls me on the phone one August night, said, get over here, I got the shortwave on, Robeson's gonna be on. I hopped on my Schwinn bicycle, threw my guitar across my back, just like I imagined Woody Guthrie did when he got on his own Schwinn bicycle. Pedaled my way as fast as I could over to Sturgeon Eddy Road. Got there in time for the beginning of that broadcast. Rich had this new machine called a cassette tape recorder. We taped that show, listened to it 3 times, learned every song he sang, including this one. Hell, I was 14 years old. I had no idea what this song was about. Never did until that fella explained it to me that night in that little theater in Melbourne 20 years ago now. Dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The copper bosses, they killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. It takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. He's standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they could never kill,
went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, and every mine and mill where workers fight to win their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. Sing it with me. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, live as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
By the light of the Friday moon, for tomorrow I'll be sleeping until noon. Lay me down just as easy as you may. Don't I wish that every morning was Saturday? You know I work for Mr. Hill, foreman's Mr. Green. Well, I have got more bosses than anyone has ever seen. Lay me down by the light of the Friday moon, for tomorrow I'll be sleeping until noon. Lay me down just as easy as you may. Don't I wish that every morning was Saturday. Started work at 17, I'll retire at 65. But I'll tell you people, I'll be lucky if I am alive. Lay me down by the light of the Friday moon, for tomorrow I'll be sleeping until noon. Lay me down just as easy as you may. Don't I wish that every morning was Saturday. I punch the clock when I get in, and I punch the clock at noon. Oh, the clock ain't all that I'll be punching if things don't change real soon. Lay me down by the light of the Friday moon, for tomorrow I'll be sleeping until noon. Lay me down just as easy as you may. Don't I wish that every morning was Saturday.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1835. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Kurt Bowder's recording Nixon's Farewell, and we heard Tucson Two-Step, and Two-Step is spelled T-U-C-S-T-E-P. That's on Dancing Cat Records from Kurt Bowder's. And before that, we heard from John O'Connor from his recording We Ain't Gonna Give It Back, Songs for the Labor Movement, and we heard a great song called Saturday from John O'Connor. And we let off that set recorded live at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. That's the big one. We heard Sydney and Joe Hill from Untold from John McCutcheon, and that's on Appleseed Productions. We are celebrating the worker this week for Labor Day, and we'll lead off this next set with Peggy Seeger and Gonna Be an Engineer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
A little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore me corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, gives creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo, that's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I began again. Then happy at me turret lay the year or so, and then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer.
You owe it to the kids to be a lady, dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a child. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, it's something else to do. It's cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. I listen in to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Don't I really wish that I could be a lady? I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You can buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay, you get a cook and a nurse. For better or worse, you don't need a purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch, you're a tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. But I'll fight them as a woman, not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
When that old age pension check comes to our door, we won't have to dread the poorhouse anymore. Though we're old and bent and gray, good times will be back to stay when our old age pension check comes to our door. When our old age pension check comes to our door, dear old grandma won't be lonesome anymore. She'll be waiting at the gate. Every night she'll have a date when her old age pension check comes to her door. Grow a flowing long white beard and use a cane. You're in your second childhood, don't complain. Life will just begin at 60 and we'll all feel very frisky when our old age pension check comes to our door. Powder and paint will be abolished on that day. Ankle skirts will then be brought back into play. Faded cheeks will be the rage and old maids will tell their age when our old age pension check comes to our door. Drugstores will go bankrupt on that day. For cosmetics they will all be put away. I'll put the flapper on the shelf, get a grandma for myself when our old age pension check comes to our door. There's a man that's turned this country upside down with his old age pension rumors going round. If you want in on the fun, send your dimes to Washington and the old age pension man will be around.
I dreamed that I had died and gone to my reward. A job textile plant on a golden boulevard where the mill was made of marble, the machine
the mill was made of marble. The machines were made out of gold. Nobody ever got tired, and nobody ever grew old.
It was quiet and peaceful in heaven. There was no clatter or boom. You could hear the most beautiful music as you worked at the spindle and loom.
And the mill was made of marble. The machines were made out of gold. Nobody ever got tired, and nobody ever grew old.
There was no unemployment in heaven. We worked steady all through the year. We always had food for the children. We never were haunted by fear.
And the mill was made of marble. The machines were made out of gold. Nobody ever got tired, and nobody ever grew old.
Dream about heaven. I wondered if someday there'd be a mill like that one down below here on earth for workers like you and like me.
Where the mill was made of marble, the machines were made out of gold. Nobody ever got tired, and nobody ever grew old. The mill was made of marble. The machines were made out of gold. Nobody ever got tired, and nobody ever grew old.
Nobody ever got tired.
Celebrating Labor Day this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine by celebrating the worker. And we just heard from Alice Gerard and Kay Justice, along with their friend Gail Gillespie. And together, the three of them are known as the Herald Angels. And we heard Cotton Mill Girls, a song that they learned from Hetty West. That's from their recording Tear Down the Fences on K-Bell Records. And before that, we heard from Magpie, Greg Artzner and Terry Leonino from their recording When We Stand Together, songs of Joe Hill, the IWW, and Fellow Travelers. And we heard a song called The Mill Was Made of Marble. And that's on their own record label, Long Tail Records. And before that, from way back in 1959, we heard the New Lost City Ramblers with a song all about Social Security, Old Age Pension Check, from their recording Songs from the Depression on Smithsonian Folkways Records from the New Lost City Ramblers. And we let off that set with Gonna Be an Engineer from Peggy Seeger from her collection The Folkways Years, 1955 to 1992. Going to lead off this last set with a song from Malvina Reynolds, a song that she wrote for her husband Bud, Bury Me in My Overalls, on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Bury me in my overalls, don't use my gabardine. Bury me in my overalls, torn in my beat up jeans. Give my suit to Uncle Jake, he can wear it at my wake. And bury me in my overalls. Will get my dough, the grave will get my bones, and what is left will have to go for one of those granite stones. But this suit cost me 2 weeks' pay, so let it live another day. It is a quiet place, there is no labor there, and I will rest more easy in the clothes I always wear. This suit was made for warmer climes, holidays and happy times, so bury me in my overalls. I gave a hand to clear the land and make the cities rise. I helped to bring the harvest in and lay the railroad ties. I boomed about from east to west. It's time I had a little rest, so bury me in my overalls. Heaven, where they tally work and sin, they'll open up those pearly gates and holler, come on in. A working stiff like you, we know, has had his share of hell below, so come to glory in your overalls.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how that good old union has come in here to dwell. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the union till every battle's won. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man? Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you
working for the union?
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Organize them.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Opened the program with Joe Jenks' wonderful rendition of Solidarity Forever, and we're finishing up with another organizing classic, Which Side Are You On?, from the quartet Windborne. They're from up in Concord, Massachusetts, and their recording is both a songbook and an album, and it's called Song on the Times from Windborne. And before that, we heard from Malvina Reynolds and a song that she wrote for her husband, Bud. We heard Bury Me in My Overalls. That's from her collection, Ear to the Ground, from Malvina Reynolds. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Hope you've enjoyed our slightly different slant on Labor Day this year on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. On the Sing Out Radio magazine, this is episode 1835.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hand.